Chapter 2.
I'm so glad you two get along, Rupert said fondly from behind us, making me jump. I spun around.
You're back early. You've only been gone a couple of hours.
He plonked himself down on the grass next to the dog, making me smile. He couldn't have done that a while back. The ligament he'd damaged falling off a bar stool during the angina attack meant he could barely walk at one point. With his angina under control now, and me here to limit his stress, in theory, he was looking a darn sight better than when I'd left him a few weeks ago. He was leaner, and I presumed walking the dog was good for him. Even his face was slimmer, and he'd begun to grow a short cropped beard, silver grey to match his hair, which he was wearing a little longer, allowing the natural wave to show. I wasn't fully decided about the beard, but it hid his slightly sagging jowls, so I was reserving judgment until I could review the finished product. "How's Gladys?" I inquired.
"As we thought, likely sprained wrist. That daughter of hers needs locking up. All that hysteria."
"I'm sorry I didn't know the number for the ambulance." He plucked idly at the short cropped lawn, playing with the blades of grass before letting them fall.
"Don't worry about it. We should probably have a notice up in the hall, in the rooms and sheets too.
I'll sort it. I might have it printed on my forehead for good measure. Oh, and by the way, Julia Cooper, Thompson booking, September. Airbeds. What's going on?" His face was a total blank.
"Run that by me again."
I did, but the result was the same.
"No idea what you're talking about."
I relayed my conversation with Julia Cooper as near to verbatim as I could manage. Rupert shook his head.
"Nope, I'm none the wiser. Is it on the spreadsheet?"
I looked, but I couldn't see it. "I'll go get the laptop."
"Sun's too bright. Easier to go in."
In Rupert's den, he lowered himself onto the captain's chair at the desk, leaving me to enjoy the little leather sofa, and stared at the screen.
"Did you ask her what date?"
"No. She made it sound as though I should know all about it, and I didn't want to come across as a total idiot. I assumed you'd know." He waved a finger at the laptop.
"No, but there are a few gaps, so a booking would be good if we knew when..."